and the bats, when they start dropping down, it's full of insects and flies. But yeah. It's beautiful. It make long green beans, you can eat them.
What do you call a woman whose husband has died? What do you call her?
A widow.
Okay. If a man just runs off and leaves her, though, what would you call her?
Grass, maybe you call her the grass. No, grass widow is a divorced woman.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you would call a woman that's deserted.
Okay. What do you call something that you put a baby into? Well, it's got wheels on it.
Oh, baby buggy.
Okay.
Another way, perambulator.
Okay. I love that word. If you're gonna put the baby in that, you say, I'm gonna go do what with the baby?
I have no words for that.
Okay. If a woman is gonna have a baby, you'd say she is...
She is pregnant.
Okay, any other words?
Or she's in family way. Or she's gone so far, or gone that far. That's different localities have different ways of fixing. The word pregnant is not used so much because it almost sounds vulgar.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's multi-family way.
Uh-huh, okay. If you don't have...
Now when you want to be real vulgar, say, well, she's knocked up.
Okay.
That's real vulgar.
Yeah. Any others that you can think of?
Well, right now I couldn't think.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, who?
Midwife.
Okay. If a boy has the same color hair and the same color eyes as his father, you'd say he does what? His father?
He's a spitting image of his daddy.
Okay, okay. If he doesn't look so much like him, but if he just acts like his father, what would you say?
I can't know how to answer that.
Okay, okay. What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
And the nearest thing I can say is illicit or illegal.
Okay, okay. Any others?
I can't think right quick.
Okay.
There's another way of calling it.
Okay.
Out of wedlock, another way of calling it, out of wedlock.
Okay, okay. A child who has lost both parents is a...
Orphan.
Okay. And if it's been put in an institution, would you call it anything else?
Well, the only thing I know is orphan asylum.
Okay, okay. An orphan is looked after by its legal...
Guardian.
Okay. If somebody comes to town who's never been here before, nobody's ever seen him before, you'd call that person a...
Stranger.
Okay. And if he came from another country, what would you call him?
Well, the word immigrant can be used.
Oh, well, okay, he's just here to visit.
Do what?
If he's just visiting.
God, I don't know.
Okay. This morning, we were at a restaurant up here on the highway, and a whole busload of Iranians came in. Whole busload of them, you know, and... None of them could speak English very well, and they were trying to order, you know, in the restaurant. It was real interesting to listen to them talk, and sometimes they'd have to get the tour guide or somebody to help them order because they weren't doing very well.
That reminds me of it, and then using it, but I'm going to say, around 13 years ago, a charter plane from Germany came to America. There's 106 people on there, and he came to the Sons of Hyman Hall where I belong to, and the officers told me what's going to take place, and said all those people from Germany, none of them speak English, that they would like for me to circulate with them, because in Geneva spoke German. So I did, at a bar, and they thought I was from Germany too.
How neat!
Yeah. I said, how can you speak such a German here in America? I said, well, where my home is, it's a lot of German people that grew up in that language, school, church, and everything else, and have no trouble conversing with you people here. And in fact, I can, if I have to, use some of your obsolete German words that the local people here don't speak anymore. So you were plump truth.
I think they love that. I think they really like that.
And, well, they spoke the same kind of German that I'm accustomed to.